Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Yee-hoo. Dumbass.
Yep. Comedian Dom Fagan Studio. Yep. Friday morning.
Hey. Yep.
At it.
Duty.
Get me here.
A birthday bash turned into a burrito beatdown.
Burritos.
An argument early Saturday began over Dr. Isha Prasad, a 34-year-old dentist, getting her husband Taco Bell and McDonald's for his birthday.
Nice.
Sweet.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Should you be happy with that?
What problem is this?
So far?
Yeah.
During the 12:20 a.m. squabble.
Wow, that early.
Wow. Yeah, there's always alcohol involved if there's a squabble at 12:20 a.m.
Yeah,
right,
burritos, right. Too.
Prasad allegedly threw a soft-shell taco at the 35-year-old birthday boy.
It's soft.
Wow.
It's soft.
What do you mean you don't like your gift?
He must have complained.
Right. I want a hard shell. Well, so did she last night. Boom.
Did she, like, just microwave it or something?
They have soft and hard shell.
Yeah, we need the backstory here. Yeah. Did she show up at like 12:10 in the morning?
Drunk. Sleeping or something, right?
Like, here's your birthday gift.
Yeah, I was celebrating your birthday for
that's
you.
That's what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
The delicacy struck the man on the right side of the face.
Oh man.
If it struck him.
Hard burrito.
Look at the burrito hit on the head.
Hard taco to the side of the head.
No, burrito, no, don't
do it. We have ways of making
don't
you talk.
Don't do it, no.
Hit him with the burrito.
No.
Burrito him again.
Jump, Jenny, jump the burrito.
When the cop responded to the couple's home, the burrito was still on the victim's face.
Wow.
Oh, man. She must have hit him hard.
I stood there, burrito all over my face.
That's force.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's painting.
I hate to make her mad.
Abstract painting.
She hit me in the face with the burrito. I have scars on my face from the hard shell.
She painted my face with the burrito.
They left it there on purpose out of spite.
Yeah.
Like, just wipe your face. No, I'm not doing it now.
No,
I'm leaving it there.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I'm going to call the authorities.
Seriously? I like
call
it.
Call the burrito police.
I'm going to leave it there so every time I look in the mirror, I see your birthday gift to me. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, everybody see my gift, yes.
First of all, I would have caught that in my mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's food. It's food.
Gone.
I'll make a dog.
Let's see what else you got.
Like a lizard grabbing a fly out of the air.
I'll make a dog look bad.
I would chew and spit the wrapper
like
out.
A prehensile tongue just wraps around it and sucks it right down your gullet.
Oh, my God. I love burritos. Mm. That burrito would not be on my face when the cops got there. No. It would be in my belly.
Get in my belly.
Get in the belly now. Do it for you.
The guy had to be hungry, too. It's after midnight. It's his birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm not leaving that burrito on my face.
Yeah.
Now, you.
What? No guacamole?
Guacamole.
Let's see what you can do.
It's unclear why an arrest report alternately refers to the Mexican missile as a taco.
The Mexican missile.
A burrito.
That's
it. So they go back and forth between calling it a taco and a burrito.
After you use a Mexican missile in another episode.
Mexican missile.
That's what they called me.
Unbelievable.
The Mexican penitentiary.
That's a great porn name for a Mexican dude.
The Mexican missile.
Right.
Sometimes they call me double M.
Sometimes they call me Scud. I will come at you from this trunk.
The victim, who had been married to Prasad for 5 years, said he was not injured by the Taco Bell menu item.
Then what? Why is this a news story then?
What is the problem?
Yeah.
What, did a neighbor call?
It was with a Mexican missile, though.
After being read her rights, Prasad reportedly said that she threw a burrito at the victim after he threw a bag at her.
Oh. It's a food fight.
In his bag?
Food fight.
What was that filled with? Hard salami.
Which one, hard salami?
This is not a fair fight.
Right.
It was one morning we had a party at the house, and great party, and now it's morning, you're hungover.
Oh, yeah.
I go onto the kitchen. I grab this cake out of the fridge. I open the cake box.
Oh, yeah.
I turn around, grab a plate. I turn around. Jennifer's standing at the cake box. I'm like, oh, good morning. She takes her hand, sticks it in the cake, and just throws the cake right in my face.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's great.
She thinks this is the funniest thing ever.
Right. At the time it was. At the time it was.
She should have taken photos.
Right.
Oh, I have photos.
Nice.
Do you?
I will post.
I want to see
I will
that.
Dig through and post them.
There was evidence, but okay.
Because I got her good.
Oh,
and it
oh,
went
no.
behind her eyeglasses.
Wow. Wow, you blasted it. Oh, you blasted
overdoer.
It.
Yeah, that's wow. right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Watch this.
Here, oh,
hold my
man.
Beer.
No
behind
cops involved
glasses.
In that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Prasad said her spouse last year purchased their Florida home for $535,000. I don't know why that's relevant. Prasad, yeah. who grew up in India,
oh,
holds dental license in Florida.
I could teach.
South Carolina.
Cool.
Bio of the website. Da-da-da. No one cares.
And she threw a burrito instead of like a shawarma or something. What happened there? That's probably why he was so upset. He called the police.
Yeah,
because
shawarma.
Dom, I think we're calling it Mexican Missile now.
Shawarma, oh, okay. Shawarma Bell wasn't open.
I love Taco Bell.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get that big beef burrito,
yeah.
Supreme.
Burrito Supreme.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yep.
I'd have two of them. You could put me in a hurricane. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like lead.
I just lay back.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm 9 months
yeah.
pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just fall asleep
the
on the toilet.
Steak nachos were awesome. I love that stuff.
Which was it?
Steak nachos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they only have a limited time. It's like triple X steak tacos. Delicious.
It's really kind of amazing how, you know,
we still drive away.
Affordable that food
seriously.
Is. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They have a lot of options. People get mad every time something comes off the menu.
But they play something.
Right.
They're like, we got to make room for other stuff.
Yeah.
They take something off. Everyone's like, not that of all things.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, taking that.
What's wrong with you?
The Mexican pizza.
That's
keep
my
it off.
Alcohol recovery food.
The Mexican pizza was never good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't even try
too crunchy,
pizza.
Too messy. It wasn't worth the effort.
No, you got it with tacos.
Right. Exactly.
You got it.
Yeah.
We don't care about the round.
It's kind
that's
of a pizza
need.
With a hard crust folded.
Right. Yeah.
You
exactly.
got it.
Exactly.
You figured it out.
2 a.m. No problem.
Bring back the chilitos.
Crunch.
The chilitos?
Chilitos was a it was like a burrito, but it had hot chili and cheese and onions in it.
Oh,
you had to wait though. Don't eat it immediately
yeah.
unless you're like hot, unless you're like going.
Yeah,
yeah.
Either way, you're going to do that later on.
Yeah,
it comes out. It finds its
the
way
Mexican
out of
either in or
it
out.
Bores its way out.
Yep.
I that'd be a funny mugshot if the guy's got like a friggin' burrito stuck
to
the side
yeah.
of his face.
Is that a double sour cream?
Yeah.
Is that a bruise? No, it's a green onion.
I would not want to be the guy or girl in charge of providing security for the inauguration.
No.
Sounds
busy,
like a,
busy.
Sounds like a big job.
Busy, busy.
Brian Foley's on. He was a former chief of detectives in Hartford, has had various positions in the state, and is now running Collin.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Morning.
Good. You've had presidential security details before for
of course. Yeah,
visits.
Clinton Dole was it, 96, where we had a sitting president and the major debate. And then, of course, we had Trump, Hillary, and Sanders in pretty much the same week in the city of Hartford.
Wow.
In 16. And, you know, it's D.C. on Monday will be, I would say, the most fortified place on earth on Monday with, you know, you'll have the zone defense and the man-to-man with the Secret Service taking up the man-to-man defense and then zone everywhere else. I mean, every asset will be there. Not to mention, you know, you got people coming in from other countries. You know, we got the vice president of China. He's coming with his own security detail. You
wow.
know, these and significant assets. And so you have there's just a ton of coordination to go through there. Just a lot of every asset, and not just like FBI, Homeland Security. I mean, United States Army, Marines, all their technology. Everybody's there in the air, in the ocean. Just everything is there's somebody somewhere, everywhere watching everything. That will be the most fortified spot in the world. You know, that from Capitol Police Department, who really has the city, but everything's on lockdown. They start planning this, you know, at least on background and security and scrubbing different protest groups. You're going back into before even the election. They're already scrubbing down just for this event here. Everything, and it's going to be that will be the most fortified place in the world.
Nice.
The creepiest moment is when the president and the first lady gets out of the car and they do the walk.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, man, how do you? How do you? How do you? How do you protect?
I wonder if they're going to change it. Don't you kind of wonder, are they going to switch that someday? Do we really need to do that? And the cost and everything. Well, you know, it's air assets, for one, and a lot of, you know, there's a bubble. You know, there's a dome over them. And they're looking at every window, every tree, everything, everywhere. This ain't going to be like the Pennsylvania rally where someone got a shot at them. This will be,
yeah, we did put an agent different on the roof because it was sloped.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Might roll an ankle.
Yeah.
What a joke. So that'll be something. I don't watch that kind of stuff, but looking at the planning, and you know, they've been doing it forever, you know, so each year they build on the operations plan after they discuss what went right, what went wrong, and they'll have all of that to build on. But this is nothing new, but all the assets will be there. It'll be impressive.
If you wanted to get at a president, you wouldn't do it here. It's too much.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on what your reasons are. If you want it for your own personal attention, that's where you do it. But if you want it to actually, you know, try to get a president, not on inauguration day, no.
I went to inauguration for W.
Yeah.
The first one.
Wow.
And, man, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Yep.
And it took a long time to get through security. And there are crazies. You know, I don't want to say crazies. Maybe we're the crazy ones and they have it right. But, you know, protesters banging drums and, like, singing weirdo songs.
Oh, yeah.
And no, I don't mean normal protesters. I mean, you know, okay, I can tell by your song.
There's some zany ones out there. Yes.
Yeah. Who is that person? You look at him. Who is that? You know, right. Where are you in life?
And I know that they're looking at all of us like, you people don't know.
Right.
Right.
You know?
I must save you.
Yeah. But it's an incredible amount of security for just a pageantry.
Yeah,
really.
Mm. Yeah. And again, how long are they going to keep doing this? Every president, can you imagine the cost, the overtime cost for the cops and the agents? And I mean, the military's, you know, they're working anyways. But I mean, everything else. I mean, the cost is millions and millions and millions of dollars to put this one event on. But you know, it's about the smooth transition of power that makes our country great, and this is a demonstration of that. You look at the other countries, you know, where they do like the marching with the missiles down the you know, the parade, and
right.
This is less than that, which we like. So, but how long are they going to, you know, do it like this?
You know, if you think about it, though, you're one, you know, now I'm saying this in context.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying, like, wouldn't this be a good idea? I'm just saying for a terrorist, it's an appealing target because you have, you know, Trump, Biden, Obama, and then you have Zuckerberg, Bezos,
yeah,
Elon Musk,
quite,
I mean, there's a,
yeah,
and all of the congressional leaders, and I mean, there's a lot there.
The potpourri.
Cover, yeah. Especially
heads
with drones.
The state of all our allies from
right.
all over the world,
yeah. Right.
All concentrated in one area. Yep,
pretty nuts.
The drones are what freaked me out.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to be able to get a drone up there without a whole lot of clearance, and they do have the ability to drop all of them.
Shoot them right out of the sky.
Well, they have ability to, you know, for lack of a better term, zap them, where you just you zero out their signals and they drop.
Turns them right off.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
That would be a bad day to, like, just accidentally fly into that airspace with a bad radio.
Right.
Like, you don't hear what's coming in on the headphones.
There's a bunch of people down below yelling at me.
I had that problem. Like, I used to work the phone on Fortune Phone, which was this stupid cable television show that a local radio DJ hosted.
Okay.
And I was working the phones, and, like, I would take the, like, 13th caller or whatever.
Right.
And that particular day, one of the cameramen couldn't show up, so they put me on the camera.
Oh.
And they put these headphones on me that were cutting in and out, and I couldn't hear when my camera's on, when my camera's off. So I would hear, camera three, get a shot of this up here. I'm like, well, I don't know what they just said, so I think I'll just try to get a shot, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty convinced I'm off now because I can see a red light on the other camera.
Right.
And I'm like, had this beautiful girl come in to spin the wheel, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I just... I focused on her, and I zoomed in on a part that I shouldn't have zoomed in on.
Oh, no. Can't lose.
And I just hear it in my radio. I'm like, I don't know. Oh, the red light on the other camera's not on.
Jackpot!
I back out.
Jackpot!
I'm like, there goes any opportunity to grow in this company now. Yep. I'm just the phone operator for the rest of my life here.
Now Pornhub wants you.
Yeah.
Pervert on the camera.
But imagine being an airplane. You're in an airplane and your radio doesn't work or whatever. The headphone's cutting in and out and you're just like flying right into Washington, D.C. on inauguration day.
Right into a hornet's nest.
I'm picturing you zoom out and then you turn around and the phone guy's just like, I don't know where all these calls are coming from.
I wish I had a video of my camera work that day.
Wow. Oh, man. Us too.
Yeah. Brian Foley's on the phone. So did you see this? We had a couple of wild stories in Connecticut this week. The woman who performed medical procedures out of her house.
Unbelievable. What could go wrong? One, that goes on a lot, by the way. A lot of like home Botox, you know, home different types of injections that you can get all around, you know, vanity and people trying to look better. I've arrested people for a lot of things. I've never had that happen, but it's not for a regular cop, it's not something they see every day, but it's also something that a regular street cop could handle. You know, it's taking a statement and contacting your state's attorney and getting some information from the local health department, and you're good to go. It happens a lot, but I mean, you know, you can imagine, you know, we all know steroid guys that did steroids. And stuff. You see them in the gym with those, you know, the big abscesses on their arms. And you're like, gee, I wonder how that happened. This is a similar type of thing.
Right.
When we were talking about it this week, I didn't realize this, but you can get those Botox injections by people who aren't licensed, like medical people. Right. Like people at spas can give these Botox injections.
But this was like lipo that this lady was doing down there and different types of things, you know, more serious than just Botox. Not that I'd want to get Botox from the neighbor, but this is more serious than that.
Right.
It's a whole puncher in a straw.
Cats running around the house. Oh gosh!
What's that smell?
Then there was another story where a guy in Fairfield with his pal made some homemade explosives, and one went off, and his hand got injured.
That's like the town page. You know, you hear on the whatever the town discussion board, you hear like people complaining, "Hey, did everyone hear that explosion and that bomb?" And that's these kids. You know, they're 18 and 19. Now look at. They made some explosives, and they got arrested for making the bombs. The FBI will scrub them down to make sure they're not some kind of, you know, terrorist group. If you look at their charges, they didn't catch anything for anything illegal, like any possession of any illegal explosives or anything like that. You know, it was like a breach of peace or something. And one guy's already been punished by God with his hand getting blown off.
Ultimate judge.
Yeah. Good little chops.
Exactly.
chops for you.
Enter stupid contest. Yep. And so, you know, that happens. They got arrested and it's a breach of peace and a reckless endangerment. So there was no like explosive thing, and they're doing it way out in the woods, and that's the kind of thing you see on this town pages. You hear the big bomb go off, and that's what it is.
Kids being kids.
Yep.
Yeah. Kids being kids. Yep. 18 and 19 years old. I mean, not that they're kids, but
still. Young adults.
More learning. Yeah.
Military age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Road rage in Simsbury. Guy follows a person home and then has a gun, whips out a gun, or threatens with a gun. Ugh.
No gun charges, and so he didn't have a gun, but he acted like he did, which you know, that you're following someone to their home. If someone follows me to my home, that's going to get scary for them. You know, and if you're threatening, you have a gun, you know, you're going to someone's house, there's a chance they will have a gun. You know, and everyone.
That's a great point.
Right.
Yeah. I could have turned on that person.
I mean,
follow me in. Come on in.
Yeah.
We have cake.
I'll give you pieces.
I'll give you some free injections.
Well,
in
that's
Mantamans.
It's Mantamans.
Yeah, I don't get the whole road rage thing these days. What are people thinking? You're going to be on video. It's going to be a viral moment. You're going to get caught. It's just, are you trying to teach somebody a lesson because you didn't like how they made a turn, you know, and now you're going to, you know, chase them around with your car? It's just, what is happening? In drivers, they got to teach them. I'm wondering if all these road rage people had like parents when they were little kids that screamed at people in the car. You know, remember when you were a kid and your dad would like yell at somebody or something, and now it just
kind of, my brother had a tire iron in the back seat for people like this.
Oh yeah,
he would wave it in the window. I'm like, okay,
the be good stick. Yeah,
the be good stick.
Yeah,
and it just carries on. And they go, geez, what are you going to accomplish with road rage? He got threatening second, but that's going to be your threatening second's a step up threatening charge. That was the whole gun thing, and then he got the Connecticut road rage charge with that. What is it? There, driving to intimidate, and then a breach of peace. But to follow somebody home is just
that's a lot.
They're going to have access to their own video. You know, you're going to get caught. I just don't get it. You know, and if you're like a person who isn't well fortified at home, you know, you want to drive to the police station or somewhere safe, you know, just drive there or drive where you know there's video, you know, around a bank or something, and so that you know the person will get caught, but just not smart.
Have you ever had road rage?
I do not. Never. And I'm never the kind of guy that now I don't speed. I kind of, no, I don't get mad at all. It's just whatever. No. Yeah. My emotion left me. Yeah. I lost emotion, you know, after about 10 years in Hartford.
Right.
Go ahead.
You saw too much.
Right? Yeah. That's interesting.
I've had a few experiences. One time with one of those fruit trucks that deliver the fruit, like for whatever reason.
What fruit truck?
Do you want to know the actual name?
No.
Okay.
What did you pedal?
Lang for something?
Yeah. And so I don't know why, the dude got angry, pulled in front of me, started slamming the brakes on. And I'm on the highway. And I'm holding my phone up like, I'm taping you, man. Like, and he kept doing it. Finally, he split. I called the place. And I told a woman, you know, the number of the truck and all this other stuff, and I don't think she did anything about it. No. And I had another guy when I was coming home from hiking, and when I go hiking, I have a lot of weaponry with me.
Yes.
And this dude was doing the same. He came by, cut me off, slammed the brakes on. I pull up next to him. He's flipping me the bird. Of course, I'm then flipping him the bird. This thing starts heating up, and I'm just sitting there going,
a Boy Scout knife?
You don't want to take this to another level.
Yeah.
You know, but today would be a very bad day for you, you know.
Well, you know, one guy, a friend of mine, he put the number to his cell on the truck.
Right.
Oh. So, like, when someone called to complain,
right,
he picked up.
Oh.
And now he's on the phone with the person.
Nice. He's got direct line.
It's like, all right, you want to, all right, here
Good
we
move.
Go.
That's awesome.
He would start calmly. Yeah, oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Can you describe the truck?
Right.
That's a great
Are you
idea.
An arrogant little asshole in a Volkswagen?
Yeah. If you don't like my driving, call this number.
Was the driver handsome?
All right, get ready to hit the brakes in 3, 2.
All right, well, have a great weekend, Brian.
Nice talking to you guys. I'll see you.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. I had no idea what that was, and then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Dom's here.
Help out!
All right, we're going to have a nice open phone subject about your do-it-yourself fails.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
And if you have one and you call it in, we'll put you in the running for tickets to see In Conversation with the Sopranos at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. 203-882-9757. Everybody say hi, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. Hello.
Hello, Thomas.
This is Tommy
with
the Wing Addicts.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
We were having dinner a couple weeks back, and I was sitting next to Tommy, and he told me this story. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You're coming on the air with this.
Nice.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, out here in Southbury, every couple of years, my water starts to smell foul coming out of the faucet, just the cold side.
Yeah.
And it's not horrible at first. And everybody's, well, at least my instinct is always to just ignore it and it'll go away.
Yes.
And it never does. And so I was, every couple of years I call I've got a great water guy who comes over and does it for me, and he fixes it in no time at all. But, you know, it ends up costing me $300-$500. So I'm up at the end of my driveway and I run into my neighbor, and he tells me that he just breaks up a little Clorox bleach puck and drops it down into his well, and that does the job for him.
Oh, boy.
Huh. I'm thinking, that's a lot less than $500.
Man.
So maybe I'll try that. So I try that. It doesn't do anything. So, like everybody, I go on YouTube. You can do anything from YouTube.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Surgery.
Yeah. Neurosurgery.
Liposuction.
I just my own spleen this morning, actually, right. Before the call.
That is where I think that new London woman learned how to do what she was doing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Replace an eyeball.
So I find a bunch of YouTube videos on how to cure this problem, and I look for the one that looks the most legit. A couple of them are real shady, so this one guy seems to know what he's talking about. So I say, all right, it looks simple. It always looks simple on YouTube. It always looks simple.
Yeah.
So this guy wants me to unscrew the cap off my well, which I just did because I put that puck in there before. First time I've ever done that, by the way. I've had this house for 26 years. First time I ever opened the well. Weird thing to do, I think. But anyway, you pour Clorox down in the well. You have to dilute it with water. That makes sense. If I've got a 5-gallon Home Depot pail. I put water and a gallon of bleach in, right? But how much do you put in? Well, this guy's telling me it depends on the size of your well. Isn't it? How the hell do you know how big your well is?
I didn't measure it first.
They should say it's somewhere down in the basement.
You know,
and if you went to the water
and then do math,
the health department. Yeah.
So he says he normally it's about 3 gallons will do the trick. And I think, all right, well,
three gallons.
Nice white.
I'm sure
teeth.
My well is average.
Never getting COVID.
No. Yeah. Or tan.
Yeah. They're so white now, too.
Yeah.
I put 3 gallons down in there and went through the whole process of how he had me, you know, spray water in, do this, don't run the water for an hour or two, then run the water, then, oh my gosh. By the time it was supposed to be job finished, I mean, my water smelled like the boys club swimming pool when I was six.
That's descriptive.
Yeah. Everybody knows what that smells like.
Yeah. Well, pure bleach. And, you know, the good news is I went underneath my deck to try to empty out my hose under there. And I was spraying all like the mold spots underneath my deck, hoping that would clean them off.
Man.
But, it took about a week and a half to get all that chlorine out of my well.
Yeah.
And I freaked out after I did it because I thought I just destroyed my well, destroyed my house. But, you know, it all turned out okay. And it's funny, you call professionals after you've done it and screwed it up. You call them professionals. That's the way it always works.
Yeah. Did you wash any clothes with that? I'm just wondering.
What color is your wife's hair now?
Yeah. All my wife's
Everything's tie-dyed in his house.
But, you know, we order drinking water anyway, so we don't really drink the water. I'm a guy, so I could care less what happens in the shower. But I have a wife and I have daughters, and they're like, it's wrecking our hair, this and that. And we bought all these filters for the shower. But anyway.
Your wife was going to the hairdresser in town to wash her hair.
Nice.
She has to explain that, by the way.
Yeah.
She has to explain that. And then guess who finds out? Everyone in town.
Everybody.
Because, you know, hairdressers, they like to keep secrets.
Yeah. Mm. Chatty cat.
Exactly. Catholic. So, hey, in the end, it worked.
Dang.
Wow.
I don't know if I'll do that one again.
So the water doesn't smell foul anymore.
No, it smells great. It worked better than before. And truly, I like the smell of bleach. My wife hates it, though.
I smell like
I like it if the sheets smell a little.
A little bleach.
Yeah.
You know? A little.
Yeah.
Like, okay, any germ has been killed in this thing.
Instead of the usual sweat smell.
It's up around your face.
Exactly. Well, my house is a sterile zone now. I'm good.
Everything's dead.
Even bugs went there.
Wow, your teeth have never been whiter.
Yeah.
And Matt from the water doctor helped you out?
He sure did. I called him up and he set my mind at ease, really. He said, you know what? There's nothing to worry about. You should have maybe done this way, but it'll be okay. And, you know, and I didn't realize it. See, I live down in the woods, you know, so I have a well. People that have city water, there's chlorine in that every day. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I lived in Shelton, I would get one of those giant pasta, put that on the stove.
Boil it out.
It smells like a swimming pool in the kitchen.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to cook brown rice, and it was white rice after
that. All right, Tommy. Good story. Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Howdy. Yes.
Comedian Dom Thicke.
Hey, how you doing?
In studio.
Here. Good to be here.
Wait.
A nice cornfield. Where's your scarecrow? You got to have a scarecrow. You're going to lose all your corn. Get me a sheep.
Oh, there's plenty of corn right now.
That is weird, because before the scarecrow, you know, some son of a farmer had to stand out in the field.
Right.
And chase him away.
Waving his arms.
And he's like, there's got to be a better way than me just standing out here all day.
It had to have been born out of laziness, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I'm just going to put my clothes on this thing and get out of here.
Yeah. I'm going to go fishing.
Yep.
Dad will never know.
Right. Yeah.
They'll think it's a person and they'll fly away.
Woman says she got a side of marijuana with her chicken fries at Burger King.
Ah, there you go.
AJ's calling BS on this story.
Yes. Only because when the lady talked and she showed the chicken fries.
In the video?
In the video, the weed, the buds looked way too fresh.
Too perfect.
Oh, so
like
wilted.
Because you think, it's a hot chicken.
Yeah.
Hot chicken. They wilt a little bit, seem a little soggy.
They have some moisture on it.
Like spinach.
Yeah, they looked very, very crisp and fresh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you don't get that good quality at Burger King.
No.
Yeah,
there's that too.
Exactly.
He sounded like a connoisseur when he was describing it, didn't he? Like, you know, where it gets that little, you know, it has that little purple thing on the edge of the leaf there. And the
I enjoy good, bud.
An Ohio woman took to TikTok and claimed that her kids got a side of marijuana when she ordered chicken fries from Burger King. Here's her post showing off the evidence.
Went to Burger King tonight, got my kids some chicken fries. This bag came. If you look down in there, you can see some residue. She got her chicken fries with the side of, do you see that? You can't say that on here. Mary Jane from Burger King.
Mary Jane?
Yeah.
You can't say that?
They didn't have any toys for the Happy Meal. That's what that was.
What are you?
It's like the kids are going to be happy anyway.
Rick James?
Mary Joanna.
You can't say marijuana or weed on
Seriously?
TikTok?
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, more than one time we've seen people have a side gig
yes,
at a fast food restaurant. And if you order something a special way.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You got to use the code word.
Right.
Yeah. Toy with that Happy Meal.
Right.
Wink, wink.
I want the really Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one guy who was like, if you order your pizza extra crispy.
Oh, yeah. That's the code word.
Because who would order that?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just hope these companies start going after these people who make these fake videos to just get traction.
Yeah.
And they tarnish the brand name of a company.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Now, for me, I hear that. I'm like, well, where is that Burger King?
Seriously?
Yeah. I want to try.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be happy, lady?
Right.
Yeah. You got free weed?
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying this. I want to make
me
over.
Yeah, give me that Happy Meal, okay, bud?
While I'm smoking this, make me a Whopper.
Wink, wink.
Give me a Whopper, man.
Right. You keep calling the person
bud.
On the speaker, bud. That's the code.
Bud. Yeah. And
what were you going to say, Phil?
Her page, a lot of the comments on the original video are like, okay, but what exactly did you say when you ordered it? Like, what specifically? Because I just need to know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you complaining?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This is a happy occasion.
Don't harsh a buzz.
I told you once I ordered a tuna grinder from Subway.
Right.
Mm.
And there was an engagement ring in the tuna.
What?
Yes.
I would have kept it.
It went in my mouth. It wasn't like I found it. It wasn't like I looked and saw something.
No, you tasted it.
No, it was in my mouth.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, what the hell is this? I pulled it out.
Wow.
And I walked it in.
Eight hours later, was Mr. Hanky.
Was it a diamond? Would they have a diamond in it?
Yeah, it was a small, it was a modest engagement ring.
I would have kept it.
It was an engagement ring.
It's like the prize in the Cracker Jack.
But you know, nothing. But you know, 8 hours later, he had Mr. Hanky with a tiara.
They've done studies on like people who cook while wearing their rings and the stuff that gets trapped under there.
Oh,
you do not want to know.
Ew.
Yeah, and that's what happened. It was the lady who was working, or the young girl that was working the night before.
The prep.
Was making the tuna fish.
Right. Yeah.
She had her ring on and it slipped off.
Toilet paper.
She was very
ripped.
Grateful.
So obviously no gloves.
No gloves.
Hands.
Oh, this is before gloves.
Before that?
Oh,
man.
This is way before gloves.
Right. And she probably mixed the tuna with her fingers like this.
Oh, yeah.
Dom, how else is it getting in there? Well, of course, that's what she did.
Her hands were in there.
Well, first, an athlete's foot should take care of it.
Oh, yeah. She had the hangnail.
We're all from the same time period here. It was worse before that.
There were no rules.
I mean, gloves?
No rules.
Please.
Right?
Yeah. There weren't these signs, employees must wash their hands.
No, none
you know
of
where that.
That
came from. Yep. Employees not washing their hands.
Right. Reason, yeah.
Spreading disease.
Right. This tuna tastes different today, Fred.
But guess what she gave me as a reward?
Tuna fish sandwich?
That's right.
Nice.
Wow.
That's right. I got a new tuna sub.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. I can get dysentery twice now. Thank you. Here.
Now I'm going for a watch.
And then you get a cuff link in it. Yeah. It's like, what?
Now I want to watch.
Oh, there's another ring in here. Is this one yours? No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my toe ring. Thank you.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Boston John. Good morning, guys.
Boston John.
Hey, I used to go to this Wing It joint to get chicken wings, and you'd get the side of Jamaican jerk, and that was the code. You get a side of Jamaican jerk with it, and they give you a little sauce container full of marijuana.
That's
really.
How did they bill that out? So you had to pay two bills, one for the food, and one for the other.
Well, yeah, it was like, you know, they would turn around and say it's, let's say the wings were $10, and you would pay like $32. You know,
yeah. Good sandwich.
It's one of those, like, you know, you knew the wings were $10 and you knew the container of marijuana was $30. So you knew to give the guy $42 and walk out the door.
And some Jamaican jerk would show up. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go, mine.
No, the great thing about that, though, is you know you got the wrong person. If they say, wait, $32 for wings?
Right.
No.
It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. It was $10.
My bad.
Yeah, my bad.
What was amazing was that not only was the weed really high quality and good, but the wings were awesome after you smoked.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was an excellent combo.
Sounds good.
Have a good one, guys.
I'm hungry right now.
Yeah. Wings and weed.
Right. I mean, that's a great pairing.
Yeah. It's a nice pairing, right?
It's perfect.
It's pretty soon they're going to start doing that, I think, pairing weed with cheese, weed with pie.
You ever, why don't they do that? Why don't they do like a pairing?
Yeah.
Smoke this weed,
right.
Eat this thing.
Eat this, yeah. Blueberries are wonderful with this.
You ever eat something and then you just pull a long hair out of your mouth that is not yours?
Did I ever eat something and not pull a long hair?
Many times.
Never mind.
that's flawed.
We were talking about the woman who got her nose ring stuck in the office chair yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a story of a guy who felt a sharp pain while eating his Taco Bell meal. Turned out to be someone's nose ring.
Oh.
That's worse than an engagement ring.
That's gross.
That's worse.
Yes.
That's worse.
That's not
that
so good.
That is worse.
It's not so good.
And it probably had the hairs on it. It looked like a caterpillar.
Right.
is that rock candy stuck to it?
Yep. Wow.
Yummy.
It
happened in Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh man.
Boy.
Wow. Nasal ring.
Right.
That's just gross.
Then the guy who had a meatloaf had a butt plug in it.
Everybody say hi, Boss Keith.
Hi, Boss Keith. Yep. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm delightful. How are you?
Good. You changed your resolution?
Yes.
It's part of your top five?
It's part of the top five. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Boss Keith,
NapoliClassics.com. Top five.
Okay, so today's top five jumps around a bit, but it's basically news items and then my one personal item.
Okay.
So number five is my personal item. After much debate in last week's top five and being called a pussy by too many people, I'm changing my resolution.
Makes you less of a pussy?
Yes, it does.
I was thinking it makes you more.
No. My resolution was I was going to stretch, right? And one of the ones that I had talked about last week on the air was that I could walk 7,500 steps, 8,000 steps a day. Mm. I said it was impossible to do. Just so many of my jerk friends and listeners emailing me saying it takes 20 minutes to do 2,000 steps. It's only 4 miles a day that I should be able to handle it, blah, blah, blah. So that's what it's going to be. So here we are. I'm going to walk 8,000 steps a day, every day, as my New Year's resolution. And I've done it all this week.
Nice.
So on after when the emails and the text started coming in after the segment last Friday, I was like, fine, okay, we'll see. And so I've been able to do it. So that's what I'm going to do. I got that walking pad. This morning I woke up, I did 3,000 steps this morning.
So next week when you only do that for 2 days, touching your toes?
No, this is the resolution. I will be doing 8,000 steps every day for the rest of this calendar year.
Dom, can you touch your toes?
On a good day, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was going to be
everybody can except for him.
I am the only person. Oh. Me and like Chris Farley in 1997.
Right. Yeah.
So, but forget it. That will be 2026's problem.
Okay.
This time we're focusing on steps. 8,000 steps. So you watch.
You can also stretch before you walk.
You can only do one thing, Phil. There's TV shows to watch.
Right.
There's mixes to be made. No time.
So will you be lapping the building?
No, I'm not doing it. A lot of people here do that. They go outside. It's too cold for that. The walking pad is the key. So walking pad before I come to work, walk around the building more or whatever, take the stairs. It's like 300 steps from my car to my office if I take the stairs. So that's a win.
Nice.
And then
you could park further away, too.
So cold. So maybe in the summer. We'll see.
Right. Walk around the mall.
Too dangerous. No one goes to the mall. That's where I'm going to get stabbed.
Yep.
And then I do it at night. So last night I watched TV and I did like 4,000 steps. It was good. So
what
here
were you watching?
I watched. There's that Yacht Rock documentary on HBO Max. Yeah. It's great, by the way. So I was watching that.
Yeah.
And then SNL has all their new documentaries that just came out, so I'll watch those. So I'm finding things to watch. It's good. Everything's working out. The other day,
let's
I watched.
See how long this goes.
I watched Matt Scott. I had never seen him do the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So I never watch TV in the morning, right? Because I listen to the radio while I get ready. But yeah. I was like, well, I'm going to watch TV while I do the stupid walking pad. And I was like, oh, the weather.
The weather.
And it's like literally only the weather. These morning news shows that I've never watched is like weather, traffic, oh, back to weather, traffic.
Every 10 minutes.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I get it. I know it's going to be nice today or whatever. All right, number four. My algorithm, very mad about Carrie Underwood and the Village People playing the inauguration. I don't care who plays the inauguration. If you were the Village People, no matter who you voted for or who you cared about, don't you say yes?
You say yes.
Right. That construction guy hasn't made money since 1979. So the soon-to-be president calls you, Village People, and says, hey, you can play this. I'm going to pay you no money. You still say yes.
Yes.
And you think about
the exposure.
The exposure, the streams. So they're going to play. It's going to be on all the networks. They're going to sing YMCA. They're going to do Macho Man. Like a 12-year-old.
In the Navy.
You think they're going to do three songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the Navy. They got to do it in the Navy. They're playing for the commander-in-chief
of all the military.
Yeah. I just can't imagine they give them three songs. That would be
three songs.
I mean, in the Navy would be. There's one about San Francisco. They won't do that one.
They're not doing that.
Right.
You know, one of the Village People live in Oxford.
Really?
Really?
That's right.
Not an original, though.
An original.
Nice.
Is there only one original? I don't know how many are real. It's like the Little River Band. None of them are real. They're all 27.
I couldn't tell you.
So I think the Village, you know who knows? Alan knows. Alan, who works here, knows too much about the Village People.
I think it's the Indian that lives in Oxford.
I thought the police chief was the only real one, but I don't know. Don't quote me. We have talked too much about the Village People.
Yeah, yes.
But I'm saying people shouldn't be mad about this. This is a thing that doesn't matter. Great. Congratulations, Village People. Play your heart out. And I hope you get four songs, because no one knows a fourth song by the Village People.
How many people do you think were in the original lineup of the Village People?
Six.
Seven.
Seven.
What's the seven? It's the Native American, the police chief, the construction worker.
The lineup
biker.
Was the,
original, biker.
The original seven members. So there's the GI, the American Indian.
I forgot about the GI.
The police officer, the biker, the construction worker, the cowboy.
And the cowboy.
There's the nondescript.
Who's that?
That's here.
The accountant.
Nondescript?
It says nondescript.
That's not one.
What does that mean?
Regular dude.
Like he doesn't.
He's just dressed normal.
He's like an extra.
He's like, hey. He's
like a regular guy.
How you doing?
I'm just like an IPA dad.
He had the hardest time getting backstage.
Right.
No, really.
I'm part of the group.
Some guy named Bob.
Yeah. Well, if this guy. And Ruth should get the guy like next week after the inauguration.
I have an indirect line to him.
You have a connection to
him? Yeah, I know someone who's very good friends with him.
Yeah.
I need this now. Yeah. I need you to get him on next week. I need to hear about the inauguration.
I don't think he's playing. I don't think he's with them anymore.
Is he pissed? I want that even more.
Oh, okay.
Like, if he's on and he's like, yeah, they forgot about me. Yeah. I sang the third verse of In the Navy, right. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I want that more than I want.
I think he was one of the writers. So I think as they play YMCA.
Oh, he's going to make money then.
He's been making money off of this.
But he doesn't need to like get dressed up.
He doesn't need
to. He's just at home.
He's at home and
he's
got money to dress up.
He's a real macho man.
Their lineup, by the way, if you go to their Wikipedia page, it's insane how many people have been in and out of this band.
Right, it's perfect.
Members back and forth.
More
is
than
insane.
Leonard Skinner.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
We have talked too much about this.
Yeah.
Number three. All right, I know, and I'm sorry. Starbucks has changed their policy. Basically, you can't hang out there anymore or use their bathrooms unless you buy something.
Right.
Great. I don't need weirdos poking me while I'm trying to get my coffee. But they need to solve the bigger issue. Their reward system blows. You have to order 1,000 coffees to get one for free. Dunkin' has it right. You order like 7 coffees and you get one free. Starbucks, the last time you get a free coffee there was a decade ago. So stop worrying about the mad homeless and start giving the people that go there free drinks. I need it. I was there yesterday, $6.07, by the way, this price. It's ridiculous.
For a coffee,
$6.07.
Wow.
And they screwed it up. It was 6:13. And I said, hey, man, the stoned kid. I go, this is usually 6:07. He's like, all right. And he fixed it. I was like, cool. At least I'm not going to get tackled by the homeless anymore. But whatever.
Right.
But that reward system, everybody who uses it knows that I'm right. You get like a half a star, and it's a star system, but you need 300 stars to get anything.
It's too complicated.
It's dumb. This new CEO should fix it.
How much time of your life do you think you've spent in line at Starbucks?
Well, during COVID, I would sit in that line for like 47 minutes.
Wow.
So it's days. It's days of Starbucks lines. I mean, yesterday the line was...
I mean, there are TV shows to watch. There are mixes to be made.
Shut up, Phil.
There are things that need
you
to get done.
Lapping,
number
building,
two.
Right? Getting steps in.
They might... So today we're going to find this out, but they might change a law that you have to scan your ID or register for Pornhub. So the Supreme Court...
Why do they have to ruin everything?
So I get it. It's like for the children or whatever, right? But no one is going to register for Pornhub. No. You're never going to register. So I'm going to register as WPLR's Chaz, if it comes down to it. But and I've got a problem. So what's going to happen is you're going to have to register, and no one's going to want to do that. So you're going to have to go to weird like Netherlands websites, and I don't want to watch Nordic people do it.
No.
I need to see like Americans do it.
Yes.
Like, what feels like local people from down the street? That's what I'm looking for.
You want to see Ingo's fish mission?
Right. I want to see someone that could be my neighbor, but amateurs, and the camera works weird. Like, that's what I'm looking for, but I'm definitely not scanning my ID.
What gives it away that they're American? Holding a hot dog or something?
No, I like it when they talk. I need a little storyline, Phil. I don't want to just get into the doing.
It's always bad dubbing anyway.
I think they hold the hot dog in every one of them.
Right. I don't need straight doing. I need like a warm-up. Yeah, I like a warm-up.
I wonder what the number one category on that is.
It's amateur. It has to be.
Is it amateur?
Yeah, I think it's amateur. It's certainly not like MILFs. It's got to be amateur.
Yeah.
It's GIY-wise.
There's a lot of those stepmom, stepdad, stepsisters.
Right. Those ones are complicated. Because I don't know if I should think it's cool. This seems weird.
They look stepped on, though.
And there's a lot of fetish ones, like for like freaks, like AJ. They're I'm going to do these feet or whatever.
Is that what you search when you're...
Always. Always.
Feet. Yeah.
And that...
Amateur, DIY, yep.
And that Pornhub like ranks them by views. They've got a good system. I just don't want to scan my ID. Like, I'm just not gonna ever.
Nobody
gonna do
wants
that.
To.
Yeah, no.
Right. All right. And the number one thing for this week. So that we're gonna find out about that Pornhub thing at like 10 o'clock. These rulings are coming out today.
You have a countdown to the Pornhub.
Don't bother him with any business.
She's
at 10 o'clock.
Right. All meetings canceled.
We're gonna know which way it went based on the tone of the emails. They're like 10:30.
It's back to beauty curtains.
But if it gets really grumpy in the weeks to come.
Oh yeah.
This is news related. It's news. All right, and number one, which also we're gonna find out at 10 o'clock, about TikTok. So the number one story this week is that manifesting works. For years I've begged whatever God you believe in to end TikTok. And here we are. Sunday night, this thing is finally going to be over. And now my daughter can go do something else outside, but in reality, probably Instagram Reels, but something. But it proves that if you wish and hope for something long enough, it will end, except it might not, because the Supreme Court in 15 minutes might say, like, nah, it stays.
Well, Trump could sign.
He could also save it on Monday,
which is probably already typed up,
because the TikTok head is going to the inauguration. So something's up.
And he did like TikTok.
He loved it.
I can't stand it. I need it to end. It is the worst thing in my life. I hate it. My younger one, it's like all she does. And yes, I could be a better parent. I could take away the phone, but I need the government to step
in. How often are you on TikTok?
Never. I'm not on it. I don't have TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that? Wow. I have Pornhub.
Yeah,
and that better site.
I got these steps to do. Like, yeah. I'm full.
Those people. 47 minutes at Starbucks.
right. There's no time
His
for
life
TikTok.
Is full.
Right. So that's it. So 10 o'clock. We got some rulings coming in for everyone.
Nice. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Boss Keith, NapoliClassics.com. Top 5.